On Franklin and Marshall College Week, we're at a crucial moment for the health of our oceans. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth DeSanto, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies, discusses what can be done.
The world's oceans cover more than 70% of the planet, yet they are far less protected than our terrestrial ecosystems. As of September 2019, we have protected 15% of terrestrial areas, but only 8% of the global ocean, and most of that is within nations' marine territories. Only a small fraction of marine protected areas are located in areas beyond national jurisdiction. This region comprises 61% of our oceans and is not only out of sight, out of mind to most people, it's also facing myriad threats, including overfishing, mining, pollution, as well as the effects of climate change. We are at a pivotal point for the future of ocean health. In 2018, nations began negotiating a new UN treaty to conserve and sustainably manage marine biodiversity in areas beyond national jurisdiction. I have been working with an international team of environmental governance experts, tracking and analyzing the negotiations, and offering lessons learned from other contexts. The new treaty will address several issues, including rules for sharing the benefits of biodiversity on the high seas, such as new medicines. However, it's already apparent that some nations prefer a freedom of the seas approach with minimal restrictions, while others view high seas biodiversity as the common heritage of mankind, which should be shared by all. These oppositional perspectives do not have to cancel one another out. A hybrid third-way approach is possible on many issues. The treaty negotiations are scheduled to end in 2020, but we still have a long way to go. The global community must seize this opportunity to protect areas beyond national jurisdiction, recognizing that while the oceans are vast, they are not limitless.
That was Elizabeth DeSanto of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.